There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, I was eating my breakfast. Sorry. I got some egg. I'm trying to do low carbs. So how I do the low carbs is I eat the carbs really, really fast, and then I spend the bulk of the time on my meal eating the non-carb stuff. So I'm hoping my body realizes that I'm not really spending all that time on my meal eating the carbs. And you want to know what? It may work. I think I lost a half a pound this weekend. Hold on. It's still in my teeth. Okay, here we are. We got a lot to talk about today. Bunch of stuff we didn't get to in the first hour, but I want to start hitting now. Let's get right to it. STDs in the United States. 20 million people each year are contracting an STD. And this is kind of interesting because we got news that teenagers aren't having sex as often as we did. Now, I know, we're patting ourselves on the back. We were pretty cool. And we did a lot of things. In fact, you know what, in medical school, I'm thinking about this because we're going to be coming up on our 20-year anniversary, or 20-year reunion for medical school. I think I was, you know, person voted most likely to get an STD. I mean, I was, now, and again, I was actually a really good girl. I pretended like I was a hoochie mama. I was really a good girl. Everybody who knew me knew my knees were bolted together. But, I mean, STDs is no joke. It's some pretty, pretty scary stuff. And, I hope our teenagers are having less sex. You know, maybe it's because, you know, you know why I think kids are having less sex? Is because these kids are sexting each other, that there goes the surprise. Okay? You know, I mean, imagine, let's say I had a boyfriend. Okay? And I was like, you know, if you want to see me naked, okay, you got to take me out to eat, and it's got to be a Bruce Willis movie, like Die Hard 4, and it has to be like a good meal, like steak, and then you have to meet my mother. You have to promise me you're going to marry me. And I forgot all the rules and regulations I had growing up on what I needed, okay, to, you know, give the milk away before they even bought the cow. And nowadays, okay, if I had a cell phone, I'd be like, all right, well, you know, this is what is on the menu. And if I sexted them a picture of, I don't know, booby or whatever, and they got it, they'd be like, you know what, I'll pass. So I wonder if that's what's happening. You know, these guys and girls are sexting each other body parts, and it's like, you know what, no, not worth it, no thank you. And I'm thinking kids are seeing that, having less sex, and now the other kids are getting smart, going, you know what, I better not do that. I better not sext a picture of myself. Well, if I'm already not going to sext a picture, then I'm already not in the in-group. If I'm not in the in-group, I'm not having as much sex, and sex goes down. So, bravo. You see, everything is a pendulum. Everything is a cycle. It all goes one way or the next. So, U.S. teen sex has declined in the past 25 years. I got two boys. I got two teenage boys. And I got to tell you, when I saw the study saying less than half of 15 to 19-year-olds are reporting that they had a sexual experience, whereas before it was more, I mean, I am going to sew a condom onto both those boys. And I don't know, I'll have it, I guess, replaced every I don't know, 2 days. I'm not sure. I got to figure out how long those could last, you know, so they don't get toxic shock. But it's scary stuff. I mean, I got a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old. They better not be thinking about that kind of stuff. I mean, I ask them, you know, and their mom, I'm like, you know, yeah, you know, so, you know, are there any pretty girls out there, you know, that you like? And, you know, the older boy is like, I'm not gonna, you know, huh? What? So I don't even understand what he's saying. Okay, he could be saying, yes, there's a million, or he could be saying, Mom, leave me alone. I'm not having this conversation with you. I don't know. You know? And then my younger son is like, oh, yes. Okay, first, she's blonde. And she has blonde with blue eyes. And then there's a brunette, and she has green eyes. Oh, and mom, she's really hot. And I'm like, well, no. I just want to know if, you know, you guys, you know, just kind of what the, I don't hear you guys talk. I mean, me, I came home, and all I did was talk about boys. I was like, oh, mom, there was this boy, and guess what? He looked at me today. Yeah, he looked at me. I mean, sure, it's because I tripped and fell down, but he looked at me, mom, and mom was like, oh, my gosh, no way. You know, bolt your knees together. So my boys don't really talk to me about anything like that. And I would be really, really scared, especially since you know, the older boy's on the football team. So, you know, I'm going to be starting to go to these games. And if I see any of the cheerleaders or anybody in the bleachers try to go over to my baby, okay, I am going to come right up. Oh, you know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be like, wait a second here. Get the step in. I am his mama. I am his mama. Don't be touching my baby. He's mine. I don't want you giving any chlamydia or gonorrhea. And then I look at my son going, really, is this what you want? You really want to get a big whopping dose of HPV? Really? I didn't vaccinate your boy against HPV yet. Then my son will be like, mom, this is embarrassing. Nobody ever is going to want to date me. And my work is done. All right, so let's quickly review what's going on about STDs. 20 million of you guys, 20 million of you. And many of you are not even going to finish listening to the segment because you're running to go pee, because with a clap you got to go pee and it hurts and, you know, et cetera. They say young women between the ages of 15 and 24 make up more than half of all new STD cases in the U.S. Young people are more affected by chlamydia and gonorrhea than other age groups. Of the 333,000 gonorrhea cases, that's a lot of gonococci, let me tell you. Reported in 2013, 34% of them were people between the ages of 15 and 24. What the hell are you guys doing? Don't you guys have Netflix? Of the 1,400,906 cases of chlamydia, 39, oh, one of you has it? Okay, 1,400,907 cases of chlamydia, thank you. 39% of them were people between the ages of 15 to 24. Men who have sex with men account for 75% of cases of primary and secondary syphilis. The number of cases increased among gay and bisexual men by 10%. Syphilis is some pretty scary stuff, especially the tertiary, which we talked about. An estimated 24,000 women become infertile each year due to undiagnosed STDs, and more than 110 million men and women are estimated to have sexual diseases in the United States. This is why I got married, okay? It wasn't because I needed somebody to take care of me financially. It wasn't so I didn't have to live at home with my mom and dad because I was already moving out. It was because I needed to make sure that if I was going to have sex, I wasn't going to get an STD. And I figured locking somebody in deep, deep, deep to some sort of a marriage contract, I would finally be able to be a hoochie mama, but safe. And that's why I got married. And I'm loving it. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so our cars are absolutely disgusting. Apparently, there was a study where researchers decided to swab our cars. I mean, not yours and mine, thank God. And what they found is pretty deadly. They said more than half of car owners have dropped food into their seats where their feet go, into nooks and crannies. A third have spilt a drink, and a tenth use under the seats as like a garbage area. And I would say 99% of you pick a booger and stick it under the seat as well. We've all been there. They say 3/5 of motorists still eat at the wheel, despite nearly 1 in 10 cars having had someone sick in the car or a pet having a little accident. accident. I know whenever we bring the dog, he seems to like to lick the dashboard. And don't we throw our sandwich on the dash sometimes? They say yet only a quarter claim the inside of their car once every 3 months, and 1 in 20 have found rotten food. That's right. I remember my kids, you know, they used to eat in the back of the car. I remember growing up, you could never eat in the car, ever. But then again, we really didn't have fast food. So you really didn't have a means to have food. But if once in a blue moon we stopped by a McDonald's, that was, I mean, all wrapped up and tight, because when we came home, we have to set the table and eat it. Now everybody just gets their food and munches down in the, just munches away, and that's just how it is. They say a tenth admit that their car is an absolute pigsty. Microbiologists from the University of Nottingham put a selection of cars under the microscope. They took swabs from steering wheels and handbrakes to find deadly bugs and mold that could have set up shop. Let me see. I guess it was pretty disgusting. And, a lot of also parents, they say a sixth of parents have to clean out the car each week, but a fifth of them said there's really no point because their children are just going to make it all dirty all over again. It's like making the bed. Why make the bed if you have to go back into the bed? Now, I don't make the bed, and I tell you why. When the bed is all nice and smooth and straight, the cat comes and pees on the bed. My cat last night peed on the bed. I don't know, because she's stupid. I don't know why. I was mad. You know, because that stuff could soak into the mattress. I mean, we got a waterproof thing on it, but I do not understand why she went pee-pee bed. But if there's all sorts of blankets and pillows and it looks like it's not very comfortable, she will be too intimidated to go pee-pee on the bed. She's got potty boxes. I don't know. She does it on purpose. I really don't know. And I can't give her away because I love her too much, but it was really ridiculous. There was no reason I should be killing a pee-pee on the bed at 2 in the morning, but I did. Anyway, what were we talking about? I don't even know. Oh, we're talking about our cars. Okay. So I'm not going to make the bed because then she'll just go pee-pee on it. Thank you. That was my point. All right. They say the state of the cars, I guess, a lot of people, they say a tenth have to apologize to passengers as they get in that the car is a mess, and more than 1 in 20 are embarrassed. Now, you know what, this apologizing thing, I invite people to the house, and I always go, I'm sorry the house is a mess, and it's like right after it's immaculate. You know, we've already done that trick. Oh, I am so sorry the house is such a mess, and it's like completely cleaned, you know, and my friends are like, come on, really, please, we've seen your house, we remember you in college. Okay, my little apartment or my little room in an apartment I shared with half a dozen people was a mess. It's because, you know, it's all my books and papers and, you know, hair stuff and sanitary products. All right, the research was commissioned by car buying and selling website CarFuse.com, and they found 1 in 5 car buyers would pay less for a car if it was dirty, and 1 in 10 were put off buying a used car because it was dirty inside. That's true. When I bought a used car, it looked new on the inside. It's true. I mean, you guys want to sell your car, you got to clean that up. So our cars are disgusting. They're dirty. I wrote a piece on this for Jerry Doyle's Epic Times. Please go and check that out. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Speaking of pee-pee. A lot of people will go pee-pee on public walls, okay? You know, in New York, it's really tough because there's really no place to go to the bathroom unless, you know, you run into a restaurant, but you have to be a customer to use a restaurant, okay? Well, what San Francisco is doing is using nanotechnology to repel urine. This is interesting. 9 walls in San Francisco have been coated with a water repellent paint so that people that get drunk and decide to go pee-pee on the wall will be in for a surprise. What ends up happening is, I guess, they have this hydroponic ultra ever dry paint so that if somebody pees on them, the urine sprays back over their legs and on their shoes. Therefore, it deters them from urinating in public again. They say this nanotechnology spray could be applied to almost any material. I should spray the bed with that so the cat doesn't pee on the bed. It turns into a super hydrophobic shield when applied so that, I guess, pee-pee blocks can be made non-porous, walls hydrophobic, and gloves completely dry, even when submerged in water. I don't really get this, but maybe you guys do. They say when liquid is sprayed onto a surface treated with Ultra Everdry, the droplets remain almost spherical, so they can bounce off the surface. Okay, so they basically can't soak in. Okay, that's interesting. All right. Mark Shaws is the one that demoed the technology at a TED talk in 2013, explaining the surface of the spray coat is formed with nanoparticles that form a rough surface. It has billions of interstitial spaces between the layers, and those spaces, along with the nanoparticles, reach up and grab the air molecules and cover the surface with air. So basically, it's an umbrella of air all across it. This layer of air is what the water or mud or urine hits. And it glides right off. This is a brilliant substance until, of course, some advocate group finds out that there's some carcinogenic substance in it, and then nobody's going to be able to be around it. The coating costs several hundred dollars per wall. The San Francisco Chronicle reported via the Next Web, leading some people to comment that more public toilets may be a better solution. You know what? Even if there is a public toilet, I could totally see guys just decide to go pee on the wall. You know, these public toilets, these little, I don't even like going in them. You know, they're narrow, they're dirty. You know, I mean, I see that. Just have more public toilets, but people don't like to go into them because they're disgusting. But you just go near a wall, you feel like you're not going to get dirty. Oh, yeah, Tom has a comment. Yes, thank you, Tom.
And I can totally comment that I will forever prefer to pee on a wall outside in the fresh breeze where I get to have a view or something rather than be inside something that smells like everybody else's pee mixed with blue water.
Exactly. No, that's a good point.
Forever pee on a wall.
Now, what is the most ideal view for a man when he pees? I mean, because I've seen, like, naked women pictures on some of the urinals. I don't think that helps.
You know, honestly, like, I'm a camping guy, and the best bathroom experience outside I've ever had was actually in upper Minnesota. I went camping a year ago and went out for a long hike and in the middle of nowhere, and there's a view looking out over Lake Superior. There's an eagle crossing over the... And it's just like, it's a five-star poop. It's the greatest thing you could ever enjoy outdoors. And, you know, if you have to use a leaf, just make sure you know your plants and find some lamb's ear, and it's a great time. Great time.
Lamb's ear. And if the lamb's ear isn't available, I'm sure your dog's ear is pretty absorbable.
Or your sock, preferably, not the one you just wore.
So, yeah, that's right, a sock is soft. No, that's good, Tom, thank you. I didn't realize it was an etiquette on that.
There was a huge thing about that when I learned how to go camping. That, yeah, you always got to find the best place with the best view.
That's right. No, see, me, I would be like, okay, I need, like, privacy. I would not be out in the middle
The place we had actually had, like, a little commode, like, a little toilet seat and stuff, and had, like, a little 90-degree half-wall thing. So, like, the people at the campsite couldn't see you, but you could see the entire rest of the world everywhere around you. So, I mean, if the deer is judging you, it's a deer. You're never going to see him again.
He'll probably be impressed, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
You eat Chipotle all the time, Tom, so my guess is that deer is really impressed with what you do.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, thank you. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess we're talking about peeing in public. One thing I need to warn all of you is I go to the bathroom all the time. I need to use my Candy Crush game, you know, so I can poop. The problem with that is you play Candy Crush when you're not ready to poop. It causes this Pavlovian response where you got to poop. So you got to be really, really careful. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I got a lot of emails on this Huckabee, Mike Huckabee comment. And Mike Huckabee is one of my radio brothers, okay? So I've met him at the Talkers Conference. He's a, can't call him a radio brother. He's probably one of my radio idols, but he is still, you know, we're all a family in radio. And, you know, he's very, very nice man. And he got a lot of public attention with this, Holocaust rhetorical comparison as he, compared America's nuclear deal with Iran to the Holocaust. Okay? Former Arkansas government called Barack Obama Feckless, F-E-C-K-L-E-S-S, and naive, adding that by signing the deal, the president will take the Israelis and march them to the door of the oven. He says this is the most idiotic thing, this Iran deal. It should be rejected by both Democrats and Republicans in Congress and by the American people. I read the whole deal. We gave away the whole store. It's got to be stopped. So I guess Huckabee's comment drew immediate condemnation from the Democratic National Committee, the National Jewish Democratic Council, and the Anti-Defamation League. They write, from questioning President Obama's religion to question whether or not President Obama loves America or asserting President Obama isn't an American, we thought we had seen everything from the Republican Party as presidential candidates, but now the most liked Republican presidential primary candidate, is he the most liked, said that President Obama is marching Israelis through the door of the oven. They say this rhetoric, while commonplace in today's primary, has no place in American politics. And analogies to the Cavalier, analogies to the Holocaust are unacceptable. He must apologize to the Jewish community. I don't need an apology. I mean, here's the thing, okay? All right. This Iran deal puts Israel at risk, okay? And I don't know how many other ways people can say this. And so Huckabee chose a rhetorical statement that would hopefully draw on the raise some flags and get people listening. When you give your enemies the ability to create such a weapon that they've already said they wanted to use on your ally, and not really have a proper means to watch and to prevent an attack, you're basically writing a death sentence for your allies in the area, including Israel. So him saying you're marching them to the oven, well, I mean, we really don't need to, have any imagery, because my family members unfortunately had to go through, gassing and were killed in concentration camps. But, I mean, how else are we going to cement home the notion that this was completely stupid, okay? And that the activities we're doing now is kind of the precursor to history repeating itself, okay? A lot of things happened in the past that we need to watch for. And if I am going to credit Huckabee for doing anything, is alluding to the fact that history can repeat itself, okay? Everybody said, well, the Holocaust will never happen again. That'll never be, the 1940s was still not that long ago. You watch movies done in the 40s, and you see Bugsy Siegel, and you see all these characters, and you're like, I mean, look at what was going on in America at the time. I mean, everybody was living their life like we do now. How could there be in another country people marching Jews and Christians off to their death, or shooting them, making them dig their own graves, and then making them strip and shooting them in the head? How did that happen? Well, it did. Because when our backs were turned, or whether we did know about it, which historians have said absolutely FDR did know about it the whole time, we didn't do anything. Well, it's a crime to not do anything, but it's a bigger crime to enable it. And so this nuclear deal, I think, was completely stupid. And if Mike Huckabee is trying to remind us that history could repeat itself and we could see one of the biggest slaughters of our ally, then that's my guess is what he did. Okay? I think a lot of, religious groups, they don't all agree based on where they fall under the political spectrum. But, we need to be really, really careful when the media says, Jewish groups are mad. Okay, there's a lot of Jewish groups that aren't. They're like, Huckabee's kind of saying what we're saying. This is some dangerous stuff. Did he have to bring up the Holocaust? Maybe he could have, brought up something else, because I understand that's still a very, very soft spot to me. It's still too soon, even though it's 70-some years. But I'm not dissuaded by it. I mean, he's making a point. And he's making a damn good point. Okay? You know, it's very interesting. Everybody says that the Democratic Party is the one that seems to be the most pro-Israel. You know, we almost see more of that on the Republican side. And it's a shame how you're seeing both sides try to pull the quote-unquote Jewish vote. If I could speak for the Jewish vote, and I know I can't speak for all of us, but we care about what everybody else cares about. National security, okay, safety, good education for our kids, right, an economy where people can work, good health care and access to health care, right, and that our allies, including Israel, are safe. And everything I said falls well into the Republican Party, and it could also fall into the Democratic Party lines as well. So it really isn't a Republican-Democratic issue. Okay, it's a common sense issue, and I think a lot of us fall under common sense, which is why I just get so tired that we have a Republican and a Democrat polarization of everything, because I think a lot of us agree with the same thing. Healthcare is ridiculous. Insurance companies have gotten out of control. We need access to health care. If people lose their job, they shouldn't lose their health insurance. Health insurance should be completely separate from the employer. We should incentivize employers to hire more, all right, and not penalize them. These are all common sense things. And another common sense thing is if you have a country who time and time again has said that they wanted Israel wiped off the face of the earth, and that's your ally, and one of our strongest allies in the world, all right, plus, it provides our helicopter pad to the Middle East in terms of intelligence, in terms of access, then you don't allow them to have such an easy path to be able to have a nuclear Iran and do what it's always wanted to do. That's common sense. Common sense. And we have a lot of Middle Eastern friends in surrounding countries that don't want this either. So, you know, people think, oh, yeah, well, the Middle East, everybody in the Middle East wants Iran to have a new... No, they don't. Okay, let's look at common sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize. I'm getting on my shockwave flash has crashed, and a plug-in isn't responding. I don't even watch shockwave flash. What the heck is this? So, sorry. I'm in the process of stopping my plug-in. Speaking of a plug-in, I sure could use one because I think my fiber is kicking in. All right. I apologize. I'm having a little bit of computer issues. And while we're doing that, I guess what do I usually do when we have computer issues? I just talk about my bowel. That's always easy to do. All right. Oh, this is cool. Okay, when we come back from break, we got tiny little cellular lasers that could target cancer treatments. Oh, this is pretty cool. This is getting Star Trek cool. And also, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about testosterone. Does testosterone help with ejaculatory problems, and why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2, 844-MY-GOLD-2.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I apologize. Sorry, I thought I would have swallowed all my food on break. Sorry about that. All right, in a four-month trial, testosterone therapy did not improve ejaculation problems in men with low testosterone levels. Now, testosterone replacement is one of the biggest things now that men ask for. And people saying, I need to know if I have low T. Why do you need to know? Well, because my sex drive is down, I'm having erectile dysfunction issues. It's got to be my testosterone, having issues with orgasming, etc. So, according to Dr. Shehzad Basaria of Bingham and Women's Hospital in Boston, they said, we want to explore in this study whether testosterone replacement is beneficial in the treatment of ejaculatory dysfunction in men with low serum testosterone levels. Now, sexual dysfunction generally falls into three categories. Those that have low sex drive, those that have issues with erections, and those that have issues with ejaculation. 10 to 20% of men coming to doctors with some form of sexual dysfunction report problems with the actual ejaculation part. Basaria and colleagues studied 76 men with symptoms of this dysfunction like delayed inability, reduced volume, and reduced force. And all the men had low levels of testosterone. None of them had any diseases of the pelvis or prostate cancer, and none were using medication that could affect their function. In addition, none of the men had severe erectile dysfunction, which could also, you know, be an issue. So what they did is they randomly assigned these men to 60 milligrams of a 2% testosterone solution once a day, or placebo. For 4 months, the men applied the medication, had periodic blood tests to measure testosterone levels, provided periodic semen samples, and agreed to attempt sex at least 4 times with a partner every month. They also kept a log of all sexual activity during masturbation. Isn't that interesting? They agreed to attempt sex. All right. If you really need me to, I will try to. Please. That's probably why these guys signed up for the test. By the end of the study, the men in the testosterone therapy group did have increased levels of the hormone in their blood, which was where we wanted them to be in the range, but the ejaculate volume did not increase in either the testosterone or the placebo groups, according to the team study reports in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Both the testosterone and placebo groups did show slight improvement in their over dysfunction system scores, but the small difference was not significantly significant. All right, so is low testosterone the cause of the issue? Is it even treatable? Well, this is something that they're going to have to look at, okay? Things change. And there's a lot of different factors that could result for it. It's very interesting that they already ruled out a lot of anatomical, a lot of medicinal, et cetera. But I'm wondering if maybe what it is us being low in testosterone in the blood. And, yeah, women can be low in testosterone, too. All right. May only be one small part of the whole hormone panel. And there's other variances of hormones that are not being looked at. And so I'm wondering if maybe just a testosterone supplementation is not what's going to cut it. Maybe there needs to be something else. Maybe a little estrogen added, maybe, you know. So that's where I'm getting with that. So interesting nonetheless for those of you men, even though I guess my going through the topic was enough to ruin anybody's function of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For the first time, scientists have injected lasers into cells, making them light up from the inside, an advance that could one day help treat problems inside the human body like cancer. Laser beams are created from chain reactions in which energized atoms stimulate one another. These chain reactions often require chambers lined with mirrors in which light can bounce around and back and forth and stimulate the atoms with those chambers. Now scientists have figured out how to create miniature spherical chambers of mirrors that can be placed into cells, either soft chambers made of oil droplets or hard chambers made of solid beads of polystyrene, which is the same plastic used in styrofoam. The interactions between the surfaces of these droplets and beads make their interior walls act like mirrors to certain frequencies of light. I know, I'm just as confused as you are, but this is so cool. Researchers loaded in the study these microscopic chambers with fluorescent dye molecules, and when the scientists used short pulses of light to energize the dyes, the chambers gave off laser light. In experiments, these intracellular microlasers made pig skin and human tumor cells light up. They generated amounts of heat less than 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit, suggesting that these lasers could be used safely in the cells. They didn't, like, overheat the body. And the lasers, I guess, could be like set off for light activated drugs, and then the medication will only work where the light lasers are. Lasers are shown. Lasers could also maybe scan the body for problems like cavities or cancer, etc. So this is pretty cool. The only problem is, they said, one major limitation of these types of medical applications is that they can only be used where light can penetrate. So I guess if you're trying to look at something up in the rectum, that could be a little difficult. The researchers also noted that the light that the oil droplets emitted was very sensitive to conditions in the cell, so it had to be just right, Goldilocks style. By carefully analyzing changes in the wavelengths these little miniature lasers give off, they could tell what's going on inside the cells. So this could help cancer research. It could also, see like if cells are acting up in a certain area, then they could tell that there might have been a metastasis. So this is some pretty cool stuff. They said the researchers also found that the colors of light that the plastic beads emitted could vary depending on the diameter and what combination of dyes they carried. So you can make these as pretty as you want. The scientists said they could develop about 200 billion unique laser-based tags for cells, each made up trios of beads varying size and dyes. They can even make jewelry with this. Sorry. Such tags could help researchers study diseases such as cancer. There are billions of cells and tumors. It might be interesting to tag cells and tumors and see what happens to them when the tumors spread. What cells inside the tumor leave, when they leave, and where they leave to. That's interesting, too, okay? When a cancer cell leaves, is it because one just decides to go rogue? Or is it some of the cancer cells are specifically designed to go rogue and others are designed to stay put? And then what we do is we figure out what that mechanism is for those cells that go rogue and start to travel and nail them. Nail those little suckers, okay? Future research can investigate mirror chambers of different shapes, such as cylinders, rings, and discs, as well as ones made of biodegradable materials that may be more compatible with the body. I'm thinking of, like, discotech. When I'm reading the story, I just kind of think of, you know, disco, right? Like Saturday Night Fever type stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us are really, really nervous about these two Florida teens that are missing at sea. Apparently, the two families of two teenage boys who are missing off the Florida coast after they set out 3 days ago on a fishing trip said they are confident that their sons have the skills to survive at sea. This is some scary stuff. The boat belonging to Austin Stefanos and Perry Cohen, both 14 years old, was found capsized and damaged 67 nautical miles off the Ponce de Leon Inlet on Sunday, according to the Coast Guard. Neither boy was in or around the boat. The boys left on a fishing trip Friday morning and were reported missing Friday evening. As of early Monday morning, the search for the boys had covered 26,000 nautical square miles. Currently, we have searched the size of the state of Indiana, according to Petty Officer First Class Stephen Lemon, Public Informational Officer. The boys had mentioned going towards the Bahamas, according to the family. They're only 14. I'm blown away that two 14-year-olds would do this and the parents would let them. But the parents, I guess, were very confident in their skills. All right, they said as the search continues, here's what we know about their survival skills. They both had boating licenses. Both boys have their boater's certification, boater experience. Apparently, they had been doing it since they were 7. And they might have had life jackets. There's a $100,000 reward that I guess Joe Namath is giving also if we find them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You gotta take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers,
brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.